This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. Then I take my 14 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. Today, we're going to use the Woman in the Tube to grab a random podcast. So if you have a hockey puck from Amazon, now would be a good time to mute it. Alexa, pick a country.
I am going to go with Ireland.
Alexa, pick a category.
Okay, let me pick technology.
Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 200.
Your random number between 1 and 200 is 43.
And while I go dig out a podcast, why don't you take a second to listen to this?
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
Oh, and the woman in the tube has picked a great one, number 43 in the tech category in Ireland. Can't tell you what their website is because there isn't one listed. That's well done. And it's Mornings with Gareth Parker. The description is Mornings with Gareth Parker, Perth's best breaking news, interviews, and opinion. Apparently just one. There's plenty of interviews, but only one opinion, live and local. And we're going to listen to an episode called When Harry Met Fortnite. Okay, here we go.
Daniel Vandermeer is a gaming expert. He's the co-host of the very popular Game on Australia podcast. Daniel, good morning.
Hello, Jane. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Look, I'm one of those old-fashioned people who goes, why would you sit inside and play violent video games that are addictive? I don't get it. Explain to me why I shouldn't believe Prince Harry.
Well, it's interesting. So, number one, if you're talking about Fortnite, I believe he was bagging at Fortnite pretty much in that article that I read.
Yeah, he was. He said Fortnite should be banned. Is Fortnite one of the worst? Okay. My understanding isn't one of the worst.
No, it's not in terms of violence. No, it's not. It's sort of that's more cartoon violence than anything. I've got three kids, 8, 6, and 4, and they were sitting down watching Looney Tunes, that old school Looney Tunes that I grew up with, and probably you grew up with as well. And I found that more violent than Fortnite, to be honest.
See, Daniel, when we were talking about this morning, I was saying when I was a kid, we played cowboys and Indians and cops and robbers, and I always had a gun. And if I didn't have one, I'd make one and go, pew, pew, pew.
Yeah, that's sort of what this is, the new age version of that, I guess. It's Fortnite's very much a cartoony type. There is violence. Obviously, you're shooting other people to stay alive in this game, but it's not. There's no sort of gore or blood or anything like that. It's literally watching a cartoon before your very eyes, really. And I think... I haven't let my kids play it yet simply because I'm trying to forge a little bit of control in their lives. I have seen it. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm addicted to it as per se, but certainly I can see how it gets addictive. It's very fun to play.
Now, you might be saying, Dave, wait a minute. Horse Winnie, they didn't have an introduction of what the podcast is. They did an interesting job of introducing their guest. But the bottom line is when I hit stop, do I want to hear the end of this conversation? And I was like, yeah. And this is a great job of two opposing points, one pro Fortnite, one con, and they're having a dialogue without being stupid about it. The audio is, you know, he's on the phone, so not great. But other than that, it's not bad. So there's a lot of room for improvement on this. But I thought the actual conversation was, I was learning a little bit about Fortnite. It was somewhat entertaining. I like the fact that the host is actually feels comfortable enough to go pew, pew, pew into a microphone. So a lot of room for improvement. But all in all, yeah, I was ready to hear the rest of this particular conversation. But a lot of room for improvement. Add your website to your podcast listening. And it'd be great if they had, welcome to such and such. You know, explain who this is, what the show is, and maybe you'll actually get some more TV viewers, because I think that's where this is coming from, or maybe it's coming from a radio station. I'm not sure, but we don't know because there's no intro, and we don't know because there's no website. So a lot of room for improvement, but the actual conversation, actually got me sucked in. Now, if you would like your show right here on the Podcast Rodeo Show, simply go out to podcastrodeoshow.com. Now, as you record this right now, this is the midweek of April, the actual Fiverr is on pause because I'm actually at the National Association of Broadcasters. But if you're listening to this after, say, April 20th, 2019, feel free to go over and click on the Fiverr button. Now, if you want a full review of your podcast, go out to podcastreviewshow.com. That's a show I do with my buddy Eric K. Johnson, who's got 30 years in radio. I've got 15 years in podcasting. And if you're a regular subscriber to the show, wait till you hear Friday's show. It is one of the worst. I mean, I still can't believe what I heard. So if you're not subscribed to the show, go out to podcastrodeoshow.com/subscribe and never miss an episode. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you that you can't read the label from the inside of the bottle. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll see you again real soon. So the episode's over and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.